We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk for all the media brouhaha. There you go, Dusty. There's a $5 word for you, brouhaha, over an imminent recession. We heard that all through last year. President Trump's economy has continued to stupefy prognosticators. Boy, I'm using all the college four-letter words there, prognosticators. Going into the new year, stock indexes are up. Brazil and Germany have all had huge stock market rallies throughout last year. Everything's up 20% in 2019. Yet you wouldn't know it by listening to the mainstream media. Joining us now to discuss the media's biased coverage of the economy in 2019 is Dan Gaynor, Vice President of TechWatch. Dan, thanks for joining us this evening.
Oh, it's a pleasure. There's so much going on. But, I mean, if you want to define how the media covered 2019 business and economy, look no farther than Bill Maher from HBO, who actually openly called for a recession.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you have to understand something about Bill. Not only is Bill a whack job liberal, but Bill's also filthy rich. He gets paid $10 million a year, and he's estimated net worth, according to Celebrity Net Worth, a site I absolutely adore, he's estimated worth $100 million.
Ugh.
So he can kind of afford, but ordinary people who would lose their jobs, lose their cars, lose their homes, lose everything they own because of a recession, yeah, the left doesn't care about them.
Yeah.
And that carried through, that attitude carried through into news and entertainment media in 2019.
Yeah, well, and CNN predicted market crashes in August. I remember they said we'd have, terrible market crashes, and then they followed it up with a prediction, a gleeful prediction that would seriously impact Trump's chances in 2020. I remember they were all up in arms that we're going to have terrible market crashes in August of 2019. Last time I checked, and I really haven't watched the stock market because I don't have any stock right now, but last time I checked, it was up 20%. It's not doing too bad.
Yeah, the three market indexes, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, went up somewhere between 22 and 35%.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Well, and the Journal just recently showed the S&P 500 finished 2019 up 29%, like you said, the best showing since 2013. You wouldn't know it, though, if you trusted most media outlets. They continue to downplay the economy. It's almost like they're still hoping, cross your fingers, let's hope everything gets tripped up. I think that's because they know, again, it's the economy stupid. They know that if it's a good economy, it just helps Trump's reelection chances going into November of this year.
Yeah, they've keyed on pretty much every news event that might drag down the market, and it keeps going well. And there are some tangible reasons for this that Trump is responsible for. The tax break, the cut in regulations went down substantially under Trump. The fact that Trump has been involved in naming a large number of judges, which means that people know they're not going to just get doctrinaire liberal judges, even in certain liberal courts now. I mean, even the Ninth Circuit, which is notoriously liberal, Trump started impacting that as well. And so what that means is companies and investors know stability. And remember, the left has been saying that Trump's going to do all these crazy things all along, and they haven't gotten it. Even with recent news events, you know, Trump has been more steady in the job than, frankly, a lot of his predecessors.
Yeah, well, and fortunately, you are starting to see some changes. I mean, set aside some of the nuts. I remember, you know, Paul Krugman, I saw in your story where you reminded folks that Krugman, who initially predicted markets would, quote, never recover under Trump. But you're starting to see a change. Wall Street Journal reported on January 1st in a piece that they headlined, "The Bull Market is Charging into 2020. They actually reported stocks that across the globe closed out one of the best years over the past decade, and they acknowledged that money managers who began 2019 expecting the bull market to be upended, they've actually noticed, and they gave credit where credit was due, that we're seeing growth, that we're continuing to see it, and they predicted that growth would continue in 2020. Do you think they're actually reluctantly getting on board with this economy, or do you think they'll continue to hope for the worst?
Well, I don't think the Wall Street Journal is reluctant. I think a lot of the media are. You'll see the more business-oriented media more eager for it. CNBC reporting on the new Goldman Sachs report that basically says they predict, you know, market economic stability for the next couple of years. And, you know, so you know, yes, things are going well, and more the media either have to acknowledge it or you notice they simply don't talk about it.
Yeah, that's the other one I noticed.
The way the media depress news, that when it's news they agree with, they cover it like, you know, like you're giving 17 coats of paint to a wall. There's no speck on that wall that wasn't covered many times over. But when it's news they don't want to cover, they'll give it like a little tiny 3-second blurb, 5-second blurb, a little chyron, little, you know, the little graphic goes across the bottom of the screen.
Right.
Oh, yeah, markets were up again today. Okay, well, meanwhile, you know, more than 50% of Americans are invested in the stock market. And for even for those who aren't invested, this economy has lifted, lowered unemployment and lifted things for people across the board. African American and Hispanic unemployment are at or near record lows, and you know, thanks to the Trump economy, and the media don't talk about that. If this was, again, the Obama economy, and you know, Obama were president, they'd be going around interviewing members of both minority groups. Oh, you must love the president. Things are going great for you.
Oh, yeah. They'd be talking about African American unemployment till the cows came home. Yeah. If this was, yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the fun things that I thought was the most humorous was the Bloomberg story on last November. That, I mean, it was laughable, and it must be driving Bloomberg just crazy that his own news network, the tweet from November 17th, when they came out and said, quote, the stock market seems to like Donald Trump more than any president since the 1950s. That must have got his gall more than anything else, that his own network was heralding Donald Trump as, you know, one of the best presidents since the 1950s. I guarantee you he shot somebody over that one.
Well, I mean, you know, you're right. This is, and you know, he's come down with very interesting rules that impact his quasi-news organization, but that was, you know, that was early on. And, you know, you could expect some degree of truth. You know, they cannot like having to report good news. So they will continue to hype every blip, you know, act like it's an economic apocalypse looming around the corner. Because, you know, yes, sooner or later, you know, maybe 10 years down the road, who knows, eventually, you know, markets will retrench some because economic, you know, that's economic reality. But they want it so desperately. You could see it in their Twitter posts and the comments on TV and all, that they want anything they can to take down Donald Trump. But it's also important to remember that the Bill Maher rule applies for most TV journalists.
Right.
And that is, they got more money than any of the rest of us. And so they're not worried about bad economic news because they know it doesn't affect them, doesn't affect their limos and their drivers.
Yeah.
And their, you know, 3 or 4-digit dinners and resorts.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that's the case in point, the liberal elitists who are flying into New York so they can join their climate protests. I always think that's funny when I see Jane Fonda and some of these others fly from L.A. to New York in order to do a climate change protest. And
yeah, Jane actually relocated to D.C. So she could whine and get arrested all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Lily Tomlin, who also got arrested, and some of these others, I'm not so sure that they've done the same thing.
Right, yeah. Or I can't, who was the actress recently who flew her dogs on a separate plane? So, and I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute, you flew your dogs to London and you're complaining about climate. They don't understand. They're so out of touch. Dan, I appreciate
you. They know that whatever they set up, the rules, whatever they set up, they won't have to obey them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's typical of the elitists and typical of the less. If people are interested, if they want more information from you guys, you know, Newsbusters, where can they go? Where can they go for your stories and for information from you guys?
Oh, well, they definitely should go to newsbusters.org for our blog, mrc.org if they're interested in supporting us. And I also write a weekly Worst of the Week column for foxnews.com. It comes out every weekend.
I appreciate it. Dan Gaynor from Tech Watch, I appreciate you guys. Keep up the work. You're my first guest from 2020. I appreciate you joining me again. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. We couldn't do it without talk radio, and I really mean that.
Coming up, we'll talk with State Representative Mike Hauser about his new anti-red flag bill. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.